Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old
people well. Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. The place where we try to get all of you out there that would like to have employment is to create the opportunities so that you can do what it is that you like doing, and we will pay you to keep doing it. Anyway, so we're on the eve of the 4th of July, and I thought I'd take the time out to help you job seekers to find out how to get the kinds of jobs that you would like all of your working career.
Could I give you some ideas in terms of how to do that?
But before we do that, thanks to our trusty engineer, Mr. Ed, he's the guy that makes everything work. And Ed, how are you making out and how are you doing?
Doing fine, Mr. Gene, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, let them go, and we'll be right back. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything.
Yes, we do see you. And I'm not sure, Larry on the line or? Okay.
I'm still here.
Oh, great. Larry, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I wasn't sure, but we have a guest.
We have
my colleague Larry LaBelle on the line, and to add his comments, because he is one of the experts in the field of helping people to find employment. But instead of me saying that, Larry, tell us who you are and what do you do.
Yeah, I run a business called Win a Job Fast Incorporated. I help people get a job quickly, and I write resumes for people, either for professionals, line professionals, or for C-level execs. And my goal, again, is to get people in a job quickly, and that usually is 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. So that's what he does. But we're doing something like to sort of to celebrate the 4th of July, which is coming in the next day. But helping individuals that may be looking for employment. Anyway, so I thought of a topic tonight. Larry doesn't know about this, but I'm going to bring up this topic, and I'm going to give you some ideas in terms of what you could do to become a part of having some of your thoughts and dreams coming through. And here's the topic title. It's being free to get the jobs you want. Okay, being free to get the jobs that you want. I'll give you some tips on how you can do that in terms of being free. The difference between you having to go to work and the difference between you choosing to go to work. And possibly understanding whatever your definition of work is, you change the definition so that you can go do something that you like doing. I'm going to give you some tips on how to find what that is. Because reality, you do what you like all the time. Except for when you're working, for most of you. Imagine there being a way where you can do all of what you do all the time and find enjoyment out of it. But more so, help the people that you're working for to feel better and look better because of you, which means now that you are doing something better. But anyways, that's what I mean by being free. And so that's what I wanted to say about that. And so Larry, are you free to do what you like doing?
What was that again, Gene?
Are you free to do what you like doing?
Do I like what I'm doing?
No. Are you free to do what you like doing?
Yep.
Okay, so Larry's free after all these years. Maybe he caught on. I know after a few years I caught on and said, wait a minute. I can do things I enjoy and people want to pay me for it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so imagine doing that for everybody. Imagine how much work productivity would go up. Imagine how happy your bosses would be where they don't mind paying you. And imagine you doing what you enjoy doing and we're willing to pay you to keep doing it. And you didn't have to ask us. Imagine a workforce like that. Imagine you being one of those kinds of people that's free to choose what you want. I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that so that you can realize what it is to be free, in my opinion. So that you can do all of what it is that you are on this planet to do, including going from working into possibly becoming self-employed and all that sort of stuff along the way. But before we do all that, Larry's going to add some of his comments and thoughts, but we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors before we go any further, I believe, if we can, and because we have a new producer on the line, and so I'm trying to see if he's ready for us to go to a break or not, and looks like he's not ready, so I'm going to proceed. Okay, Dad? Okay, Larry, they'll give me a cue when time's up.
Yep.
Okay, think of it this way. You're the kind of person that you have a job, or you know somebody that has a job that they don't like.
However, there are many reasons people get jobs. People get jobs because they need something to give them some income. Are you one of those kinds of people? Or are you one of the kinds of people that you need to pay the bills and so you have a job in order to pay the bills? Or are you the kind of person that keeps going from job to job because you're trying to find something that you enjoy doing and you develop a track record where we can look at all the jobs that you've had over a short period of time? Are you one of those kinds of people? Or are you one of the kinds of people where somebody told you long time ago to get a job and see if you can think of who might have said that, get a job? Because a lot of people go through life saying, I got to get a job. And I'm going to say, if it isn't something that you enjoy, there's no way you're going to do the job. And it doesn't matter how well you think you're doing it, because if we don't think so, then you lose. And if you don't think so, then you lose. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Think about that so that if there was another way, and I'm saying that there is a way, I'm going to give you an opportunity to think of things this way and go from there. Okay, so I think we're ready for a break now. We're going to take time out to go hear something from our sponsors. You got myself and Larry LaBella on the phone line, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, I believe. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Podge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know now you can get Gene's online courses revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? There are 3 online courses showing Gene video presenting each course. The course titles are The Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment, How to Write a Resume to Get You Noticed, Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose? It is highly recommended that the Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment be taken first, as it introduces a revolutionary training process model that prepares job seekers to meet the changing needs of our workforce. This methodology is used in all of Gene's courses. In each course segment of video, Gene explains and demonstrates step by step the formula for finding enjoyable employment using your life's experiences.
To get Gene's online courses, just go to udemy.com. That's udemy.com. Type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for courses, choose a course. Coming soon, interviewing techniques, how to easily answer the top 25 interviewing questions. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Living in America. remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. And I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Okay, you're listening to Red Skelton and his speech or presentation celebrating Independence Day, and I wanted to share that just to know, just so that you know that we're part of keeping up with where we are, and especially for you job seekers out there, because the opportunities are always there. And what Red Skelton was talking about, how change makes change, and we are in times of change. And matter of fact, I don't have the date when that was done in front of me right now. But this being July 3rd, a few weeks ago, the laws were changed. They had taken the prayers out of schools, and now the laws are changing back. We're putting taxpayers back in schools. Anyway, so some entrepreneurs, some people have the power to predict change or predict the future based on just putting certain combinations of things together in order to predict where we're going. Now, when it comes to job seekers, it's possible, in my mind, for you to predict where you could go once you know who you are. And where you could go is a place where you'll be happy doing what you're doing, but you'll also be growing as times change and as you change. Anyway, so tonight I'm giving you a brief overview, and the topic that I chose for tonight, since we're celebrating the 4th of July, is being free to get the jobs that you want. Anyway, so let's have you think about being free. What does free mean? And I'm going to give you my definition of what I think free means. And hopefully you recognize whether you're free or not, because I want to guide you to how, by you looking at you in the mirror, you'll be able to identify how you can be free to get the types of jobs that you want. I'm going to give you some clues in terms of how to get started. And these clues have a lot to do with my background and my development and how I got to where I am now. And I'm looking to go a little further. Now, I believe on the other end of the line, we have Larry LaBelle. I'm not sure if you're still there. Larry, are you still there? Because we took a break, and Larry has gone, I believe. But anyway, when it comes down to that, before we get started, I'm going to give you a formula. And here's the formula. And it's the formula to what I call a formula to enjoyable employment. The first thing is do a self-assessment of self. Write down 5 to 10 things that you know how to do, that you enjoy doing, and that you would like to do. Okay, write down the things that you like doing, know how to do, and enjoy doing. Okay, if you can get to 5 things in each of those categories, that'd be great. If you can get to just 3 in those categories, that'd be great, because then you'll discover how much more you left out. Anyway, the second thing is to take that and list it down the page and see if you can take the words that you wrote and see if you can put those together into some sort of a paragraph or some story, some way of telling a story, so that you could tell somebody who you are in 30 to 90 seconds using those words. And then the next thing is to understand this thing that's called networking. It's who knows who that knows who that knows who. I'm saying that if you follow that formula, you will indeed find enjoyable employment throughout your working career. Now, that's what you could do if you're willing to try the formula. Now, the difference is you got to start based on where you are right now. Okay, starting where you are right now, it's based on your age, and I don't know how old you are, but wherever you are getting this formula, you've got a lot of background inside of you. You have a lot of knowledge inside of you, but it's important for you to recognize, how did you get from where you are to where you started, in a sense, to where you are now? And hopefully you're one of those types of individuals that have found enjoyable employment, so you can go share that with the world. But even more importantly, hopefully you're one of those individuals that you've had jobs all of your life that you didn't like, and you don't like now, because that's only hurting you. It's hurting you, but not only is it hurting you, it's hurting whoever you're doing what it is that you're trying to do work for. Okay, you have a job. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about what would it be like if you got paid doing the things you already do, if you only knew how. Well, that's what I'm going to give you, a quick formula on how you can do that and try to explain it. Anyway, so if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. The number here is right on the wall. It's 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. You're welcome to call, ask questions, give comments, because I'm going to give you the way that you can go do it. But before that, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors,
And we'll be right back after that word, and we'll go from there.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Yes. Ask yourself the question, what can you do? Because it comes down to you doing something. And what I'm trying to do is get you to recognize what it is that you do do, especially if you're looking for employment, to find enjoyable employment doing what it is that you like to do. Anyway, so I chose the topic tonight is what is free and what is free in order to do that? So I'm going to give you some guidelines that I believe will work
if you're willing to try them out. It doesn't matter where you are at this point. It does require you to do a little bit of background check for yourself. But anyway, okay, so anyway, it says being free to find the jobs you want for your working career, the jobs you want. If you're the person that's going to go through life working, there's nothing wrong about that. It's just where you go through. You can become an entrepreneur, and it's still work. It really doesn't matter. However, being free is the word I'm going to talk about. Being free, is doing what you want to do and when you want to do it. Okay, free is doing what you want to do when you want to do it. That's being free. Now, many of you people say, well, I can't do that. And you're probably 100% correct. The problem is you may have done it before, so I'm going to try to take you back to realize if you were doing it before and what happened. Anyway, so the first thing is to identify when did you start doing things. But I'm going to suggest going back to your childhood, back to being 3, 4, 5 years old in that category, or 6 or 7 or 8. I want you to think back and see if you can relate to this. If you have children that are age, to see if you can relate to it as well. But I want you to think about at that age, 5, 6, 7 years old, what did you like to do? Okay, what did you like doing? Whatever pops into your mind, write it down. If you can remember back that far. If not, go back as far as you can and think of what do you like doing. Now, I didn't give you any parameters. You need to catch yourself putting your own self within your own parameters. If you can recognize what it is that you like doing, go back as far as you can. And second thing that probably is going to pop up in the exercise is write down what you didn't like doing. And if you can go back to age 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, it doesn't really matter because the things you like doing, you still do things you like now. The things you don't like doing, you still know you don't like doing them. The difference is can you recognize that? Okay, so go back as far as you can in terms of with age, because you may discover how much you don't like doing, which means that you cannot be that productive doing what you don't like doing. And if you do know what you like doing, then go back and realize how long you've been doing it, because that ought to tell you how long you've been doing something that you like. Now, both can be turned into what we call skills and abilities. Okay, skills and abilities are things that you are able to do, that you have the ability to do, and see if you can recognize that you've been doing this all along. Now, once you recognize that, think of the jobs that you've had. I want you to think of that. Think of the jobs that you've had and when you started working. But I'm going to ask you to go back even further. If you had chores to do at home, think about what those were before you got old enough to do work for somebody else. Think of when you got old enough maybe to do something at age 10, 12, like cut the grass for somebody or go to the store or something like that. But think about what did you do for the other people, including that first job, second job, third job. But you got to be willing to start by going backwards. Now, if that's a problem for you, then start where you are and go backwards. Okay, now for example, if you're 30 years old, take 5 years and go back to when you were 25. You try to write down the things you like doing and know how to do. But then you go down to 20, then go back to 15, then go down to 10, and possibly go back to 5. So I'm not A lot of those memories will trigger up for you, because it's important to, for you to recognize what it is that you like doing. More importantly, what it is that you don't like doing. Now, none of these things have anything to do with job. They have to do with what you know how to do, which could be turned into a job. And if you're doing what you like to do, then it won't be a job. It'll be being paid doing what you like doing and growing. Anyway, so that's what it will be, is because you begin to recognize you found a way to use what you like doing a different way. Now, for those of you who have a job, or you've had many jobs, and you recognize that you didn't like it, but you took the job because you had to pay the bills, well, the toll on you is what's costing you and the employer. It's doing what it is that you don't like to do. So I'd like to have you think about that, because that's how you're going to recognize or discover whether you're doing what you like to do and getting paid, or whether you're doing what you like doing, but you're going to do a job that you don't want to do just to pay the bills. Nobody said you had to do it that way, unless it's the people that you're around, because that's the only way that they know. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that, because that will allow you to recognize, are you free? Because when you're doing what you're free to do, you can recognize it. Now, in case you forgot those days, look at your children. If you got children, look at how they play and how they're attracted to doing things that they like doing. Most likely you did exactly the same thing. Most likely you're doing exactly the same thing now when you get off work. There's a way to combine what you know how to do with what you enjoy doing into something that we want you to do for us, and we're willing to pay you for it. But imagine being paid as you grow, you get older, you get better and better, and we pay you more and more money or give you more positions. It's great when people coming after you, wanting you. It's very painful when you're trying to convince people who you are to just do something that you know you're not going to do well because it's not something that you like doing. And so, unfortunately, much of our workforce, people do what they do for a job and for a living, and when they go home, they go relax and hang out and have fun. But you probably know people that are hanging out, relaxing and having fun, but they're being paid to do it. All you've got to do is find out, how did they do it? So I'm giving you the first steps in terms of how to recognize what it is that you like doing. Go back as young as you can and think about the things that you like doing. It could be singing, could be dancing, could be drawing, could be going outside, it could be swimming, it could be getting wet, it could be fixing things, making things. But see if you can think back far enough to things you just naturally did or were attracted to do. And then think of the things you've been doing just because you think you got to do that and pay the bills. Because in many cases you do. I'm just trying to get you to recognize there's a way to take all of what you know how to do and combine it with what you enjoy doing, whereby we want you to keep doing it, because you're doing it anyway when you go home. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, because that's how you become free. And that's how understanding you're free to find what you want. But we're the ones that's going to choose you based on you telling us what you like doing. We can equate that to job titles and job positions and salaries, because you're doing things that you told us that you like doing and that you know how to do. But we're going to take a short break so we hear something from our sponsor. But I want you to think about it. I'm talking about tonight, give me some thoughts on being free to find the jobs you would like to have throughout your working career. Not a job, doing what you like throughout your working career as you age. But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again. Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to LinkedIn.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at LinkedIn.com. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Yes, we're back.
The first kicker took us when I hit the ground.
Okay, we are... Am I on? Okay, we're just moving some things around. And back there, we got a, I got them a little mixed up. But anyway, I'm back here. We're celebrating the 4th of July weekend tomorrow coming up. And just giving you a few clues that the other entertainers and things have said regarding the holiday. We want to make sure that we respected that. Plus, we want all of you to enjoy your 4th of July holiday and stay safe. But I was talking about how to be free to find the job the jobs that you would like to have during your working career. Imagine finding jobs where people want you instead of you thinking you really, really need a job, which is probably true. The difference is, if that's all you can think about is that you need a job, then all of the qualities, most of the qualities, the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, you're giving up in order to go get something that gives you a paycheck. The problem is, when you go home, you go do what you enjoy to relax. And the bottom line is, there's a way of you doing what you enjoy doing along with what you know how to do, that we can see where you best fit. It's not a place where you can see fitting, because that's how you grow, is when we put you in places that you never thought you'd be in. Because we want all of what you're bringing in the door. And we'll give you additional skills and abilities that you can go out the door later on. Because if you want to grow and if you want to make more money, that's how it's going to happen. But we will keep choosing you. And this is how you can be free to do what you do. And people are willing to pay you because you're bringing productivity to them, you're bringing your morale to them, because you're doing what you know how to do, and you're always being given something challenging, because we want to make sure you're not bored. And so I say, if you think that you're being given additional work, you should take it on, because that's how you're going to discover how much more that you can do. Then you become the person who's in charge of you taking you someplace else. Always take on the challenges, because you're adding all of those, the knowledge, the skills and abilities to you that you can take someplace else or repose someplace else. Anyway, so go after what we see you capable of doing. Take on all of the challenges, because that's what's going to give you additional skills and abilities, and especially the ones that you like doing and enjoy doing. Then it comes down to, all you got to do is tell many people the same question that they ask you. They ask you, what do you like doing and what do you enjoy doing? And you should tell the world what it is that you like doing and enjoy doing, because we can see it anyway. The only difference is, you want to be able to tell us what you like doing, because we want to offer you employment that you will like doing, because when you like doing it, you'll be productive. When you like doing it, you'll show up on time. When you like do it, then you'll be telling everybody else about the good job you got, and somebody else will be starting to hunt you down to get you to come work for them, and you'll be growing. Anyway, so that's why I said, being free to find the jobs you want throughout your working career. Okay, it's very important to understand you choosing jobs where people want you, versus you got to get a job that you don't want to do. It's okay to do something temporarily, but it's very important to recognize what you do like, which I think so many people are missing, all the things that turn them on, because they're not aware of how do you find employment doing those things. You should always tell people the things you like doing, but make sure you got some sort of a track record of showing or telling people, how did you do it and when did you do it? Because only you know when you did it. How you did it means you did it because you know how to do it, which is totally different than the way somebody else may have done it, because they don't have your unique skills and abilities. It's very important to tell people how you did it, because if you did it, then you did it. So it's very important for you to recognize
how you did it. And it's very important for you to tell people how you did it because you are unique. It could be 100 ways to do the same thing differently, but each person has a different way because they have unique skills and abilities. All I'm trying to do is get you to recognize the unique skills and abilities you have from what you like doing, enjoy doing, that you could tell the world so that we can tell you who else is looking for you instead of you looking all alone and trying to find employment by yourself. Find the ways that other people have done it. Always ask the people that are doing what you'd like to do, how did they do it? Always ask the question. They'll be happy to share how. Ask them how long they've been doing it. To be glad to share you their steps. And when you inquire about how did they do it, they will know you want to learn how to do it as well. So important to your development is understanding how we have done things, and you can't make us share that with you. It will always be a choice. And it's very important for you to recognize when someone's choosing to tell you what they think that you should know, because they don't have to tell you. Very important. And all you owe them is a thank you, and then go back for more thank yous. Anyways, I'd like to have you really think about that, because this is how you can be free to find enjoyable employment. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. This is our 4th of July celebration show, and because we want you to go out, have fun during the holidays. If you're working, fine. If you're not working, fine. But go enjoy yourself. But think about ways of you being free to do what you like doing, and then you'll have lots of holidays because you'll be able to choose the ones that you like and find out how to do what you still like, and people are willing to pay you for that. Anyway, so I wish you the best on the holiday. Good holiday. Stay safe. And that's what I want you to do. Because I know my time is running out. They're going to give me a cue in a minute in terms of saying that my time is up. And so, because we got some music that we're going to play for you. But it's possible for you to find the work that you would like to have. And the bottom line is you don't know what that will be. If you know what it is already, most likely you won't be able to do it and enjoy it. The worst thing you can do is do something that you don't like to do it doing, because you can't do it well. So let us help you to find jobs. Let us help you to find titles and put titles on where we think that you should fit, and always ask for more. Because when you look at the things that you like doing and enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it your way, and you hear the song, which means that my time is up. But think of all the things you like doing and enjoy doing, and go out and tell everybody, because you can indeed find what you enjoy doing, and you can do it your way because you already have been doing it. When it comes to your happiness. But I'll tell everybody what you do. Feel free to give us a call and share that experience to help more people.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After insisting that he's not dropping out of the race for the White House after last week's debate performance, President Biden has just wrapped up a meeting with Democratic governors from New York and Minnesota, as well as Maryland's Wes Moore.
We were honest about the feedback that we were getting. We were honest about the...